hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through the one who once was dead but who now lives. I'm talking about Jesus Christ, the God-man himself, the only way to live, and you're going to be hearing more about him during the next half hour or so. Lisa, thank you very much for the picture, you sweet young lady, and thank you for praying for me. I appreciate that. Alyssa and Christina, good to have you listening. Hello, Jeanette. Where are the boys? Tony, hello to you. And Andrew and Abram and his friendly family, along with Amanda and Audrey, hello to you too. Keaton, it's good to have you listening. Hello, Jonathan, Rajiv, and Jerome. Nice to have you two in tune. I think you've... Jerome, stand up tall. Yep, I think you've grown a little bit since the last time I saw you. And hello to you too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, during today's Bible time, the Apostle Paul finds himself in the middle of a religious uproar. What's it about? Keep your ear to the air and you can find out. Little People's Radio, that's good for little hearts. This is We Kids. The name of Jesus Christ is a name of power. It's a name of glory. It's a name of God. Did you know that? And that's why you're to treat the name Jesus with much care, much respect. Ever heard your friend say, "Ah, geez"? Be very careful about that. In fact, that sends chills up my spine to even say it like that. But kiddo, you need to know that that's a name to be honored. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, and I hope you love Jesus Christ with all your heart. I hope you know Him. I hope you're living for Him. I hope you've given your life to Him and asked Him to come into your heart and wash your heart cleaner than clean. Then you're in God's family, and you won't mind bowing before Jesus Christ on that great day in the future. Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 8, "Therefore also God highly exalted Him," and this is talking about Jesus Christ, "and bestowed on Him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Youngster, it is so important that we use the name of Jesus wisely, lovingly, carefully, like we're doing to praise Him now during We Kids. After all, He's the Creator, the Maker of the birds, and the singing mommies. And He cares for you dearly, youngster.
He feeds the birds of the air, dresses the flowers everywhere. And so I know it's true.
Cares for the birds, and he cares for the flowers. Oh, youngster, you can be sure that he cares for you. Do you know him? Do you love him? Have you given your life to him? I certainly hope so. I pray so. Now on to Bible time, and the Apostle Paul was cared for by God, too. Although I'm sure there were a few moments when he wondered about that. Acts chapter 22 and 23, picking up from where we left off last time. Now, you might remember that the Apostle Paul was arrested. And, as a Roman citizen, Paul had the right to a fair trial. The commander, who was responsible for his arrest, could get into trouble for not respecting Paul's rights. The commander had to be careful to protect Paul. So the next day, the commander decided to learn why the Jews were accusing him. He ordered the leading priests and the Jewish council to meet. The commander took Paul's chains off, and then he brought Paul out and stood him before their meeting. Paul looked at the Jewish council and said, "Brothers, I have lived my life in a good way before God up to this day." Some of the men in the meeting were Sadducees, and others were Pharisees. So Paul cried to them, "My brothers, I am a Pharisee, and my father was a Pharisee. I am on trial here because I believe that people will rise from death." When Paul said this, there was an argument between the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The group was divided. The Sadducees believe that after people die, they cannot live again. The Sadducees also teach that there are no angels or spirits, but the Pharisees believe in them all. So there was a great uproar. Some of the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, stood up and argued, "We find nothing wrong with this man. Maybe an angel or a spirit did speak to him." And the argument was beginning to turn into a fight. The commander was afraid that the Jews would tear Paul to pieces. So the commander told the soldiers to go down and take Paul away and put him in the army building. The next night, the Lord came and stood by Paul. He said, "Be brave. You have told people in Jerusalem about me. You must do the same in Rome also." Youngster, here's a good verse to remember, Joshua 1:9. God says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
Why should I fret faith to strengthen?
takes wonderful care of his people. After all, we belong to him. We're his children. Shouldn't he take care of us? Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids, and now it's time for our wonderful Wee Kids March. Except somehow the Grump is not in the mood to march, but look at all these hands going up all around the radio neighborhood. Rajiv, I'm making you march leader ahead of Jerome in this household. Dane, you get to be ahead of Delane, Demi, and Darby. Love your D names, kiddos. Jonathan, I'm making you march leader ahead of Rachel and Courtney. Shalene, you're ahead of Erica and Jedediah over here. Sarah Grace, you sweet little kid, you want to be march leader. You are in ahead of Logan and Evan. Rebecca, you're going to be leading sweet little Michael. Jenny and David, 15 is not too old to be marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March, especially if Rebecca is leading, will ya? Thanks. Jesse, I like this picture of you on the monkey bars. Thanks for sending it in, Mama. You want to be march leader, Jesse? You're in. Oh, by the way, Mary Grace, Ashley, Rebecca, John, Michael, and Ben. Wonderful family picture. Thank you so much. Ashley, can you do it? Can you be the march leader ahead of this happy bunch? You are picked. And speaking of family pictures, here's another one. On the birthday of sweet little Jedediah, he was 6 hours old when this one was taken. Thanks for sending this in, too. Jedediah and big brothers and sisters David, Rachel, Joshua, Grace, and Caleb. Oh, this is a tough pick. David, would you like to be march leader here? You're in. Mama, Papa, help me out, please. If I haven't picked one, and I would love to pick one in every household, but if I have not picked a march leader, will you pick one for me, please? Thank you very much. These are the rules to our wonderful Wee Kids March. We have a fun time ahead. Is this an instrument? Drummer, hang on, please. Rule number one, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Number two, after all, it's a march, so keep your knees up high. Number three, if you're a big marcher, please watch out for little kiddo marchers. And number four, ready to go, T-bone player? Be sure to watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Heather, it's not a race, sweet kid. Keep those feet in time with music. I know it's a fast one. Here comes Amanda and Emily. Left, your left, your left, your right, your left. Dane, are you leading or following? Hello, Demi. Hello, Delane. Hello, Darby. Lee comes marching through. Sam and Sean. Hey, guys, thanks for the pictures. And you're good marchers, too. Here comes Axel and Julie and Kimberly Ann and Sharon. Happy bunch of marchers over here. Rob and James comes marching through. Hello, Sarah. Amy. Natalie. Good march. Hello, Clay. Hello, Mark. I think Clay is the march leader. Or are you the follower guy? All right, gently now, not quite so high on the knees. Listen to the music, Timothy. Hello, Joshua. Hello, Jesse. Oh, I like these biblical names flying by here. Courtney and Stephanie come marching through. Alyssa and Christina, howdy to you. Patty, Joe, good marching. Kirsten, keep those knees up high. And here comes Jordan and Allison in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Curtis, good marching. Savannah, Nathan, Catherine, great marching. Here comes Colin and Taylor and Cameron over this friendly family. What was that? What is going on? My goodness. Behave yourself back there. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. And you kids are good marchers. You may be seated. Hey, kiddo, would you like to make your parents happy? One of the best things you can do is to tell them,
I want to be a helper.
Good idea.
Helper, be there if someone needs me. I want to be a helper. That is something God wants me to be.
Clean my room.
Walk the dog.
Wash the car.
Mow the lawn.
I wanna be a helper, be there.
You little people are big examples of those who simply take God at His word, believing what He says. Is it any wonder that Jesus Christ called children to Himself as good examples to teach His disciples? Mr. Nick here with We Kids. Youngster, the next time you get a chance to look up into the starry sky, remember who made it.
On a starry night, we sing His praises, sing His praises loud and strong. Sitting round the campfire as it blazes, won't you come and sing along? Listen to the crickets sing His praises, sing His praises all night long. Squeaking out a tune with lilting phrases, we'll join in their happy song.
We've been doing our share of singing during the last half hour of We Kids, haven't we? Along with a little laughing and scratching and stomping and marching and praising the Lord. It's wonderful to have the kids of the radio neighborhood gathered around like this. Kiddo, do you remember today's Bible time about the Apostle Paul before the council? And there was a great uproar, and I'm sure the Apostle Paul wondered whether or not he was going to get hurt. And yet there's that good verse to remember, Joshua 1:9. God says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Now that was good for Joshua in the Old Testament. That was good for the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, and many others, including you, youngster. If you're a child of the King, I hope, I pray that you know the Lord Jesus Christ personally, that you've given your life to Him, inviting Him to wash your heart cleaner than clean, washed by His blood shed on the cross of Calvary for you and for me. Oh my goodness, we're out of time already here. This has been fun to have the kids of the radio neighborhood gathered around like this, and it looks like today I'm leaving on a two-wheeler. It's very important to wear your helmet. Let me see if I can get this thing strapped on here and tighten her up here. And I wonder if this thing will run. Woo! Looks like it. Until next time, kiddo, remember, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly do. See you around, kiddo.